Growing up in the 90s with movies like Clueless, I knew that repeating an outfit would be a fashion faux pas. But is it really? Perhaps the resistance to repeating an outfit really has more to do with your core style needs and not so much to do with whether or not it's socially acceptable. Today I'm discussing which core styles may be mixing it up more and which core styles might want to adamantly stick with repeating their outfits. No matter what core style you are or what your preference is, repeating an outfit or mixing it up as much as possible, having a Pinterest account can really help you. And professional lady, I know how much you love efficiency and systems, so this is an episode just for you. Hey professional lady, welcome to the Bold Faith and Fashion Podcast. Do you want to look polished when you're on the clock and put together when you're not? Are you ready to streamline and customize your closet so that every piece you own looks amazing on your right now body? Most of all, do you want to confidently stand out and point others to Jesus? Hey, I'm Ashleyana, and I too used to struggle with my closet and my confidence to stand out as a Christian woman. Most stylists will tell you that your beauty shines through when you know how to dress the outside, but what I found is that as a daughter of King Jesus, we are called to shine from the inside out in how we dress and how we act out who we believe we are. When we do this, dressing goes from look at me to look at him. On this podcast, I focus on putting on Christ before putting on an outfit. I also use my 10 plus years of styling expertise to teach you how to build a business to casual capsule wardrobe using my core style method. Grab a hot coffee and tune in while you get ready for work to turn up your shine. The Four Core Style Method is a 6-month coaching program that is the most high touch styling program that you will ever participate in. Not only do I offer modules that have 5 simple steps to build a capsule wardrobe that takes you from business to casual, but you also have one-on-one coaching opportunities and you have group coaching opportunities, and all of these things are recorded so that you, busy professional lady, can learn all that you need to learn about your God-given beauty in your own time and at your own pace. And bonus, not only are you going to learn exactly what harmonizes with your God-given beauty, you are going to have access to Bold Faith bonuses. These focus on 3 key areas that will help you to emulate the confidence that you have in Christ from the inside out. If you're ready to show up confidently from the inside out in the kingdom calling that the Lord has placed in your life, if you are tired of feeling frumpy, if you are tired of having your wardrobe take up mental space unnecessarily, then you need to book a 15-minute closet audit call with me. To do that, head over to calendly.com/boldfaithandfashion/BFF-coaching-call. I've seen a lot of things on Instagram and Pinterest and Facebook with a hashtag outfit repeater, and I thought it was a really interesting concept because I do feel that with the awareness that we have now about the different kind of social impact that the clothing industry has on the workers who are creating the clothing, the child labor, and even the environmental issues that are happening because the amount of clothes, the fast fashion that really began to take off in the 1960s, in the 1970s, when clothing companies and clothing industries started to market to women that the way that they dressed was an expression of their identity. And I'm going to talk a little bit more about that in a different episode. So it seems that we've had this cycle of, okay, we're going to buy all these fast fashion pieces, we can have all of this variety, and now I'm starting to see a shift in a good way of, actually, let's try to reuse the clothing we have. Let's try to have these capsules. Let's get the most use out of mixing and matching that we can. And that's something that I am very skilled at because I am very visual. I love mixing and matching outfits. I can make so many outfits in my head, and most of them I can make work. Sometimes I envision something and you put it together, and sometimes the cuts don't always align the way that I would like them to. But really, this is my skill, and this is something that I teach in my 4-Core Style Method 6-month coaching program. But I want to discuss the resistance to repeating outfits. And it really doesn't have as much to do with societal expectations or norms or even marketing, although that can be a little bit of an influence, right? Because if we're seeing new things all the time, that's especially tempting because new things give us a little bit of that variety that everybody really needs. Everybody needs a little variety. It's just the how much variety, right? And that's what I'm going to talk about today. Depending on which core style you land in really determines the amount of variety you crave and need. So let's start with core style one. Those of you who are in core style one, that really is actually your core style need, is variety, because you're going to feel the most at ease in your wardrobe when your closet is full of a variety of colors, prints, and silhouettes. Your second most important wardrobe need is pieces that are lightweight and not too heavy. Even when it's cold outside, a lot of my core style one clients still really want their layers to be nice and lightweight. They would rather wear more layers that are lightweight than wear one big chunky layer. So how does being a core style one influence the way that you shop, that you build your wardrobe, and how can you not get super bored of repeating outfits? So here is the secret sauce, and this is going to be 100% across the board for all of you core style types. You need a Pinterest account. And the reason you need a Pinterest account is because it is a great way to systemize and organize the different types of outfits that you're looking at in the stores or that you're seeing online. And then it can help you create patterns over time of what you actually like and what maybe you just like to look at, because there is a difference between the things you love to look at and the things that you actually like to wear. On that note, my core style one ladies, you need to have inspiration boards on your Pinterest that are actually organized by the main standout piece or trend that you're interested in. For example, if you're really loving the wide leg trend, then it would be wise for you to go onto Pinterest, go in their little search box, and look up wide leg pant outfit ideas, okay? And create a board that literally says the same thing, wide leg pant outfit inspiration, something along those lines. Do the same thing if you're looking for athleisure and have an athleisure board. Do the same thing if you're looking at statement necklaces, have a statement necklace board. Summer dresses, I could go on. And the reason that I'm going to have you as a core style one woman organize by item rather than by category is because as a core style one woman, you tend to actually visually like a wide variety of aesthetics. And then when you actually get them on you, you kind of have a pattern of prints and colors and things like that that you actually like to wear. Sometimes you will wear things for a couple times and then you'll be done with them, which is why I actually find a lot of my core style one women are thrift shoppers, because they know that they get tired of things. But what I'm telling you is we can eliminate some of the pieces that you shop for and you're like, darn it, I shouldn't have spent money on that. Even if it was $5, I could have saved myself $5 here, $10 here. Make your inspiration boards first. Look through the pins and figure out the pattern of either color or texture or style within each category that you tend to be pinning the most. And then what you can do is maybe just try your top three. I also think it would be wise for you to create a board called My Favorite Outfits. And what you can do then is when you feel really good, like you put an outfit together and it's a 10, Even if you don't take a picture of yourself when you're all dressed up and you just do a layout at the end of the night where you take off everything you put on, including your jewelry, and you fold it up and take a picture of it and put it on your board, that is going to help you take inspiration from your own creativity. So what you can do is you can take that outfit and mix it up next time. Just grab a different top or grab different accessories or grab different pants so that you can take maybe three or four of the pieces that you liked from that outfit and then just change one or two things out so that you can create something new and have that variety that you crave without having to buy something new. Next, let's talk about my core style too. Ladies, you guys really need those subtle details in your outfit. This is your core style need. And for you, the way each piece of your look cohesively connects with one another is really the most important. You love things like embroidery, soft ruffles, connected prints, and slouchy silhouettes. You also really love fabrics that are soft to the touch, so that's definitely an important thing to consider when you are shopping. Now, as for creating inspiration boards on Pinterest, I recommend that you make boards that are organized by the details that you like the most, because you are going to be very drawn. Most core style 2 women are not drawn to a ton of different things. So if you organize by detail, then I think you're going to find that it feels more connected when you're looking at your boards. So for example, you're gonna want a board that says something like outfits with embroidery, and then it'll all be outfits with embroidery, and looking at it will just make you swoon because it's all embroidery and it's all in the same category and it's all connected. Or you might want one that says outfits with ruffles, or you might want one that says outfits with romantic florals, for example. So when you can kind of see everything cohesively connected that has those beautiful details that you love all at once, then basically you'll go into your board, you'll decide which ones you like for work and which ones you like for leisure or for elevated casual, and that's kind of how your brain works. I also recommend for you to create a board that says my favorite outfits so that you can also take photos of the outfits that really were, you know, an 8 to 10 for you out of 10. And a lot of core style 2 women don't necessarily mind wearing the same outfits over and over again, because once you find something and love it, you really hold on to it and you'll wear it. And just like for the core style 1 ladies, I recommend going into these boards where you have your favorite outfits posted, and to give yourself the variety, again, swap out one or two pieces, and then you won't be stuck in that rut of wearing the same thing over and over again, because you can take the foundational outfits that you love with the details that you love, and you can just interchange one or two things, even if it's just the earrings or just the shoes or a simple top that you're going to add, and keep accessories and keep the bottoms that you selected. So this is going to help you not get stuck in a style rut. For my core style 3 ladies, your core style need is to have looks with angles. So you need V-necklines, collared blazers, button-down shirts, angular earrings. These are all going to look amazing with your God-given beauty, and it's going to put your natural beauty instinct at ease. Now, a close runner-up for the most needed wardrobe detail is texture. Most of us really crave texture in some part of our outfit, even if it's only one, even if it's just our earrings or just our pants or whatever. We really look good in pieces that have texture. Too much smoothness is really off-putting to most women in core style 3. On that note, women of core style 3 tend to want things to be pretty simple and pretty quick, because I mean, we tend to move through life and like to execute projects and things like that. Now, all women in each core style like to do this. It's just that this is definitely a priority for women of core style 3. It's a blessing and a curse. We get a lot done, but also sometimes we can miss some details if we don't slow down, okay? So on that note, the best way for women of Core Style 3 to organize her style boards is to actually do it by occasion. So women of Core Style 3, go into your Pinterest accounts and make a board or make a couple of boards, and one of them should be workwear, one of them should be speaking engagements, one of them should be elevated casual, one of them should be athleisure, and so on and so on. Because this is going to be the most efficient way for you to, as you're pinning, you decide where would I wear this, and then boom, put it in that board. And then if you need outfit inspo, usually the way that your brain works is I'm going to this place and I need an outfit that is for that specific occasion. Now again, any woman of any core style can organize their boards this way, but the reason I'm recommending you as a Core Style 1 woman to do it by piece is because you're going to like so many different pieces, even within these categories, that it's going to feel like when you're looking for something specific that you don't know which thing to get, okay? It's going to put you in analysis paralysis. By really narrowing it down for you, Core Style 1 ladies, and by putting specifically wide leg, athleisure, statement, summer, you're going to find that you can easily decide where you want to wear it. That's really not an issue for you. And my Core Style 2 ladies, again, cohesiveness is so comforting to you, which is why I have suggested that you make boards with a really cohesive aesthetic that specifically is outfits with embroidery and outfits with ruffles, etc. Okay, so there is a method to my madness. I know it sounds like Core Style 3 is the most efficiently organized, but here's the thing. I'm thinking of you and I'm thinking of your brain and actually what is going to be exciting to you to look at so that you'll actually use your Pinterest boards. To wrap up Core Style 3, I want to make sure that I also state to you the same thing I have told Core Style 1 and Core Style 2 ladies, is make a favorite outfits board. Because again, for you, it's going to be really simple. I'm not necessarily going to tell you to make a favorite outfits board because then you can mix and match, though I highly recommend that. But it's going to be because, again, it's all about efficiency for you. And so if you know that you wore something that you really liked, snap a picture of it, throw it in your board. And now you know if you're in a pinch and you just want to figure something out quick because you have a lot of things on your to-do list, go to that board and you've got it ready to go. Core Style 4, ladies. Now, your Core Style wardrobe need is precision. So clothing needs to be well tailored. It must hit you in the proper places for you to be the most comfortable. And, you know, you might like a front tuck for a top that's too long, but really, you're not into cuffing your jeans as much. You're not into having to fuss over your clothing. You would really rather have a perfectly hemmed jean and a tailored top. And you like your prints to be clear and bold and evenly spaced so that it doesn't create a lot of visual movement. And a close secondary need is the need for your fabrics to be fresh looking. You really hate when your clothing is faded and gets worn. You really like things to look crisp and fresh. So when it comes to organizing your Pinterest boards, it's going to be similar to Core Style 3. Broader categories tend to be best for women in your core style. So I recommend either doing the same thing that women of Core Style 3 are doing, which is organizing the outfit inspiration that you get on Pinterest by category of dress where you would wear it, or you can come up with your own broad categories like Core 4 tops, Core 4 bottoms, Core 4 dresses, Core 4 footwear, etc. For you, it's almost a combination of what I'm doing with Core Style 3 and Core Style 2, in a sense, where you can be a little more detailed on how you title it, meaning maybe you're more specific about what exactly you're broadly categorizing, but still you're making a broad category so that when you are wanting to be inspired by something, you have a specific board that you can go to and get a big picture view of what exactly it is that you have been inspired by, and then make rational decisions and purchases based on the overarching theme within the categories of your Pinterest boards. And of course, have a Pinterest board with outfits that you love. And this again is going to give you that big picture view on what it is exactly that you enjoy wearing. It will definitely help you get out of the style rut of all of the core styles. Core style 4 is probably the most prone to being in a style rut by wearing the same outfits over and over again, followed by core style 2. And this is simply because it takes more effort, honestly, for you to fill your closet with pieces that fit you really well and fit the criteria that you have for something to be wearable. And honestly, we can all take inspiration from women of core style 4 because that can slow us all down to think about what we're purchasing and to only purchase things that fit our right now bodies and fit our God-given beauty features. I hope today's episode has helped you to go from stressed to get dressed to blessed to get dressed. I'll see you again next week. Did you enjoy today's episode? If so, would you take 30 seconds and share it with another professional woman who may be praying for the confidence to stand out at work and shine for Jesus? Also, please leave me a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps me to know that you're getting the encouragement and tools you need to feel confident in who you are and what you're wearing. Want to connect with me sooner than next week when the next episode airs? Join me on Facebook in my free group, Business to Casual Capsule Wardrobe for Professional Women.